Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Fitley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia, and Jeff got high. We're going to discuss that in just a few moments. Right now, though, talking to our friend, Mr. Mike Jones. Jonesy.
John, where you find your thrill at, man?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Did you find your thrill on Blueberry Hill?
Did I find my thrill? Yeah, I think I got my thrill. I didn't know it was Blueberry Hill, but, you know, I found it somewhere.
Somewhere in Delaware. Jonesy, what a start to the NFL season. Let's start it locally, and then we'll zoom out. How impressed have you been by Washington?
By Washington? Man, I tell you what. I thought that this would probably be kind of like one of those, you win one week, you lose a couple, you win, you know, maybe, you know, like a 8-9 type of season, but a decent foundation being laid. But like, I said it on here on your guys' show that like they're not going to be quite ready this year. They're going to do some good things. They're going to show some improvement, but you're going to have to wait till next year. Well, I mean, I didn't expect that they were going to come out here and not just Jaden Daniels, but the fact that, you know, and I've heard some people say, well, they're not playing anybody, but they aren't just squeaking by teams. They're not just like getting lucky in a fourth quarter with a fumble recovery, you know, next to the end zone or something like that. They are like blowing teams out. They're beating bad teams. They're doing what they should be doing. And so, and your star quarterback goes out and you keep on rolling. So that to me says you've got really good depth and good preparation. And so you're taking care of business. So, yeah, this has definitely been a surprise. It's impressive. Obviously, they're going to have a tough stretch where, you know, they're going to hit, I think it's like a number, maybe like 3 divisional games in a 5-6 week stretch. And that'll be a truth teller stretch right there for them. But still, even so, this has been refreshing and encouraging to see.
What has been the most impressing thing to you?
Well, I think it's just the progress that they made. Well, I mean, outside of Daniels, Daniels has been the most impressive thing. But look, their defense has made improvements each week. Their offensive line has made improvements each week. I think that's the thing is like, look, that first game of the season, I think that's what I was like, yeah, you know what? You know, we're going to see some flashes and some fireworks from this rookie quarterback, but they're not going to be able to stop anybody, and it's going to be some real growing pains. But they've gotten better each week. And so that's the thing that's impressed me is that some of these improvements were something I didn't think was going to be made that quickly. They've definitely made leaps and bounds. And look, again, I don't know how this division is going to shake out because I think Philly's going to get their act together. And Dallas, you know, they're still right there. They can. But it's not ridiculous to think that Washington can make the playoffs as a wild card team at the very least. They might have a chance to win this division if they keep rolling like they are. But at the very least, the wild card is a realistic expectation for them.
I think certainly the wild card is a realistic. And I know that you had some reporting earlier in the week on Jaden Daniels. What is the latest you've heard? You know, Dan Quinn talked yesterday. It sounds like my guess is this is going till at least Friday and maybe even Sunday morning before we hear anything definitive.
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to hear anything more definitively because I think that, look, his mom tweeting that he's fine was good. I think that it's very possible that if they were playing the Eagles in a, you know, a tight game or something like that, that maybe he would have gone back in. But I think that they looked at this and said, okay, look, we got this game. We're going to be okay. Let's not risk this thing. Let's be smart. Yep. And look, now we'll see how he responds after practicing on Wednesday, you know, a couple days rest. How can he, you know, he still be as mobile? Can he throw as well? Can he be himself? And after you respond to several days of activity, then they'll make the decision. But I thought that Dan Quinn was, that was as positive an update you could have asked for the day after the game. And so I think they are hoping that he can play. I would, you know, and so, you know, like you said, we might not hear until Sunday, but I think that it looks like it's trending towards that.
Yeah, yeah, you've been around this game a long time, and it's just, I think the average person doesn't understand what the hell guys deal with every time they get on the field on Sunday.
Right.
And sometimes you see a guy, you hear something, you don't think there's no chance in hell. They can't wait to get back out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's all about the pain threshold, and if he can handle it, he plays. If he can't, he don't.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is, like, if he – and they have to watch, okay, look, does he look like he's favoring it? Is he not quite moving the same? Is his throw affected by it? You know, all of those things, and they have to be smart, protect him from himself, because obviously he's going to want to be out there. But, yeah, if he can be himself, then he'll be out there.
Which will be remarkable. Flipping it over, how good is this Bears team? They've won some games. They beat some bad teams. Caleb seems to be coming on. That defense seems to be pretty legit. Assuming they have Jaden, there is a reason they flex this game. What kind of contest do you see on Sunday?
Yeah, well, I mean, and I will say, look, the three teams they beat are three of the worst defenses in the whole entire league. So you got to temper it a little bit, but I will say that the way that they've seemed like they've finally figured out how to execute this offense, how to position Caleb Williams for success, it's encouraging. They had a good defense. They played, you know, Houston tough. Their offensive coordinator, the play calling, was just not the play calling used for a rookie quarterback. Having them drop back 50 times a game, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
In the first 3 weeks of the season. So after that first three-week stretch, they finally seemed like they got it, and they started leaning more heavily on the run game just to ensure balance. And, you know, so defenses couldn't pin back their ears because he was taking some hits. And so they look like they figured it out. They've got plenty of talent. They've, you know, got, you know, talent. They've invested in free agency and the draft. And so I don't think that they're going to have a chance to win their division, but they're an improving team and they're a competitive team. And I think it should be a good game between these two.
But speaking of play calling, Cliff Kingsbury, have you been impressed with his? You know, because people had their qualms about him, but Cliff's already said, he said, I didn't know nothing before. Now I'm going to be putting, like, we're going to be installing a different offense, and I think it's been totally different.
Yeah, no, I think so, too. And I thought that the approach that he had was very good, very smart, where the first couple weeks he was not airing the ball out. It was like, let's just get the ball out of his hands quickly, ease the pressure on him, ease the pressure on our offensive line. And then each week you saw it expand where, you know, the dropbacks were a little deeper, the shots downfield were deeper. And so I thought that was a patient and a smart approach out of Cliff Kingsbury. And look, he had some games, some years there with Kyler Murray where their offense looked decent. But then there were times, you know, Kyler Murray couldn't stay on the field. So who knows what would have happened if Kyler Murray could have stayed healthy. But I do think that sometimes a young head coach, you think you got all the answers, you go out, you have some failure, and you learn from it. And then now he's back here. He's as an offensive coordinator. He doesn't have to worry about the whole big picture. He can really lock in. And look, he's probably going to wind up being a head coach again, but he's doing a really good job. And, you know, also give Brian Johnson credit, too, for just the development for this young quarterback and how they're bringing him along.
Yeah, I think, dude, they have built this quarterback corner, if you will, of Cliff, Brian Johnson, David Blau's a big
Tavita.
Part of this thing, Tavita Pritchard. I mean, even Mariota as a veteran that's been through it all, the ups and downs, I think what they built as far as like a room, a group of people to help Jaden has been terrific.
No, I think so. And look, there's such thing as too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right.
We saw what happened last year in Carolina where they had Frank Reich and Thomas Brown and Jim Caldwell and Josh McCown. I mean, they've had all these guys who had different philosophies and it didn't come together, right? They were just, you know, back and forth. But they, here in Washington, figured out, okay, let's get some diverse minds, but they still are able to speak the same language and obviously view things the same way. And they've come up with a good plan. He's got the right kind of people in his ear. Jaden does. And you're, you know, seeing that the fruits of that.
All right, we're talking with our friend Mike Jones from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at By Mike Jones. Let's zoom out from Jaden and the Commanders to – we don't even have to go very far. Let's go to the NFCs. You said something interesting that you think Philly's going to get their act together. To me, that kind of implies, one, getting healthy. Getting A.J. Brown back on the field is a big difference. But two, Sirianni just taking his meds, whatever it is. How good is Philly? I think they're still the most talented team in the division.
I think so. But the other thing is also their defense. They've got young guys on that defense, and it seemed like there were some growing pains as they got comfortable with what Vic Fangio wanted and how he wanted to use them. We saw them this past week. They had 8 sacks. Now, look, they're going against the Giants, who are not a good team. But at the same time, you still got to make the plays. And it seems like things are starting to click for them defensively. You're absolutely right. Having everybody healthy on offense is a big thing. And I think that they also had some growing pains of, you know, leadership with Jason Kelce being gone and who's going to step up and kind of be the tone setter for you guys. So they kind of are growing into that. And so I don't know how far they're going to go, you know, as far as a deep playoff run, but I think that in this division, they're going to be in the thick of things for the lead for this division late in the year.
Well, you look at Saquon, he's running the ball very effectively for them. And then right. You look down here in Washington, we're running the ball. The Giants and the Cowboys do not run the football well. And I think that's part of their problem.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And look, everybody loves the pass. They talk about the passing league. But you notice all the good teams, they have the ability. Even if they don't run as their first thing, they still have the ability to run. You have to have balance in this league. You have to be able to keep defenses off balance. And that's something that Washington obviously is able to do. And Philly, when they decide that they want to run the football, and, you know, we've seen them some weeks where they don't feed Saquon enough. Last week, you know, this past week, they definitely did. When they have that balance, that two-dimensional offensive approach, then you have a lot of more success. And it makes it easier on your defense as well because you're able to, you know, control the clock and keep them off the field some.
So what do you think is going on with Dallas? I imagine you go on with that station sometimes, the fan, I think, in Dallas. And last week, Jerry's trying to fire guys, radio hosts. This week, he goes on with them and is just like, yeah, you know, I don't think Derrick Henry would be having the same level of success with us as he's having there. Kind of throwing McCarthy under the bus.
Is he saying his team sucks?
How stable are things for the Cowboys?
I mean, look, you're only as stable as the top, right?
Right.
And Jerry is getting up there and doesn't seem too stable. Part of me last week, though, almost wondered if that was all just to kind of like be a distraction and take some heat off of McCarthy and the guys. And then this week here, and, you know, like you said, talking about, oh, well, Derrick Henry wouldn't have the success here. That's also trying to, well, he's the one who would have paid Derrick Henry. And before he was like, well, we couldn't afford him.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, wouldn't, you know, so he's trying to come up with all these, you know, reasons why it wouldn't have worked and everything. So that way he doesn't look as bad. You know, Jerry really probably is at the point where he needs to sit back and let somebody else run this thing. He loves being the face. I think being the face and being the brand is more important to him than actually winning. Because if you look at the head coaches that he's hired over the years, after Parcells, he has not had anything but yes men as his head coaches. He's not had anybody who will stand up to him, strong personalities. He wants to be able to have somebody that he can, you know, that, you know, will be okay. And then, you know, Bill Belichick would not be okay with Jerry Jones, you know, giving press conferences before he even spoke after games. Marvin Lewis probably would not have been okay with that either. You know, and so he's gotten coaches who are beholden and maybe aren't the strongest tone setters and leaders. And look, this is the results you're getting where you're going to underachieve all the time. So
I hope he keeps doing exactly what he's doing.
Right. Exactly. So that's why he's getting the results he is getting.
I tend to totally agree with you, Mike. It's and people are convinced that he's going to try to chase him out. I don't think so. How long did it take him to get rid of Jason Garrett? It was
well,
Oh, Jason Garrett didn't fight anything. He just took everything he said.
Right. And then look, he's not going to fire Mike McCarthy during the season. No. I mean, you know, he might fire him after this year where he does, you know, just not renew his contract and then go get somebody else. But it's not going to be somebody that's, you know, a strong personality. He had an opportunity to get Sean Payton, who had actually been there in Dallas
right.
under Bill Parcells, and he didn't. And if he didn't jump on that opportunity, who was regarded as, you know, the best offensive coach out there outside of, you know, Shanahan and McVay, and he was available, and you stuck with Mike McCarthy, who's got the most boring milquetoast offense, then, you know, you don't really care.
Mike, last one for me. You had a column that I think needs to be amplified. Everybody's in such a hurry to anoint anyone else besides Mahomes and the Chiefs, and all they do is keep winning. Whatever team it is, the narrative had been they can't go on the road and win. Well, last year they went to Buffalo and to Baltimore, won both of them en route to a second straight Super Bowl. You had a column just about how great they are, and people still underestimate them.
Yeah, you know, it's like everybody thinks that they automatically that you're going to be able to light things up the way you did every year, and if you're not doing it that same way, you're not good. I even had one dude who works in the radio down there who was like, yeah, Mahomes is still playing like S. And I was like, wait a minute. Wait, what? Like, look at what he's dealing with here. When he drops back, he's always looking over his left shoulder because their left tackle is terrible. He's got no wide receivers to throw to. But they still figure out how to get the job done. They've changed their stripes without a rebuild so they can run the ball really well, and they've got a strong defensive team. But when crunch time comes, Mahomes is getting the job done. So I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what your fantasy football team results look like. They're winning games. And if you're able to overcome all kinds of things that are thrown at you and you're undefeated, you're still great. Whether you are scoring 40 points a game or 20 points a game, you're winning games, and that's all that matters.
Like I told JP yesterday, I said, look at his last two drives of the game. You can add it to three drives. When he gets the ball late, he puts the ball in the end zone.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, look, Kelsey came out of nowhere. Boom. Needed him third down. Boom. Got him on third down. He got what he needed to get when he needed to get it. You know, and so, hey, I'm not betting against him.
Who you betting on in the World Series? I know you're seam head.
Well, my wife is from New York. My kids are all Yankees fans. It would be much, you know, better in this house if they win. You know, so I don't know if they actually can. I know that those guys, they can change a game with one swing. But Aaron Judge strikes out way too much. My kids get mad at me when I say that. So I don't know. I'm a little bit worried for them. It'd be great to see, but I don't know. I'm nervous.
I just might have them another one.
I mean, Shohei. And then, but dude, Stanton has been so hot. I almost wonder if it's too much time off for Stanton, as red hot as he's been. Because they don't play till Friday night, right?
Yep, exactly. I mean, but those old legs, you know, that back probably needs a little rest, and they're getting some pitching back, you know, because of the time. So maybe it'll play off all right. But I do agree with you. The momentum being killed, you get, you know, a little worried about that.
I want neither of these teams to win. I can't root for either of these teams, but I am very excited for this World Series.
Yeah, if the Yankees win, bro, we won't be able to deal with Jeff. Yeah,
or Lanfield. Lanfield keeps it quiet, but he's a Yankee fan too. Mike, thank you for the time, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike.
All right, I'll see you guys. Thank you, brother.
That's our guy, Mike Jones. Give him a follow at By Mike Jones. Check out his content in The Athletic. Jonesy got us started. When we come back, we're going around the NFL. And Brian, I want to have a real conversation. What's the Pittsburgh Steelers ceiling if Russ is going to cook?
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Big changes are happening in the DMV, just like our upgraded football team. And now is the time to upgrade the comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference has been night and day. My family and I felt the change instantly. And if you don't have a Rood system yet, trust me, you're missing out. Plus, there are tax-eligible options for you in the DMV. And if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. Head over to Rood.com and find a local pro partner and get ready for winter. Always remember, if it ain't Rood.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It ain't right.
Neville? Who is it?
Fastball.
Fastball. Shout out to Fastball. Jeff hopes he's seeing some fast ones from Pinstripes pitchers come Friday night. Jeff's also declared that if the Skins go to the Super Bowl, he's taking a whole week off.
Yep.
I'm sure it won't be all hands on deck at the old radio station if the local 53 goes to the Super Bowl. I'm sure you can't rack up overtime and all sorts of stuff.
I'm not going to criminate myself on the air.
Oh, you got a hustle working?
No. I just don't want CK be like, yeah, Jeff said all hands off deck.
All hands on what?
Off deck.
Off deck.
Brian, I have a question for you.
What's your question?
Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season.
Mm-hmm.
But Steelers haven't won a playoff game in some time now. I don't think they've won a playoff game since 16.
Mm.
I think he's 0-4 in the last four playoff games. Most of those wild card losses. In 2017, I think they lost as a one seed. Let me look this up. Because they lost in the division round, but I think they had a bye. Yeah, dude, they lost at home in the division round to the Jags, if you remember that.
Okay.
That was the year the Jags got to the AFC title game. As it sits right now, the Steelers are 5-2.
Same as us.
Not a lot of teams with a better record outside of the Chiefs. The Lions are 5-1. Some of this, we're in that funky time of year where some teams have their byes, some teams don't. Chiefs 6-0. Bunch of teams at 5-2 and one at 5-1. The Steelers are not really talked about in that division. People talk about the Ravens, obviously, and then people are still talking about the Bengals, even though they're 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin made maybe not controversial, but he made a bold decision to bench Justin Fields, who had that team at 4-2, to go to Russell Wilson. And early on, it looked like a disaster, but then Russ settled in and played pretty well.
Yep.
And Russ gave them a vertical passing element that the offense did not have with Justin Fields on the field. And I recognize that Fields is a dynamic runner, but there is nothing more disarming to a defense than a vertical passing attack.
Yeah.
A legitimate deep threat. Mm-hmm. So I ask you this, B. Steelers are second in points allowed defensively, eighth in yards allowed defensively. The offense perhaps ticking up. They're 16th in points scored, 19th in yards gained. They're really good at creating turnovers, and they're really good at preventing them.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of picks. They get after the opposing quarterback in TJ Watt and the dude Highsmith. That dude Highsmith is playing really, really well. Obviously, they've got great linebacker play. Joey Porter Jr. is really good. What do you make of this Steelers team?
I believe that they were 4-2 because of their defense, not because of Justin Fields. And I believe that Mike Tomlin, being a defensive-minded coach, felt the strain on the defense having Justin in there where he couldn't score points. And they had to basically do all they can to stop other teams from scoring points. Russ may be whatever people say, but like I said, you look at his numbers from last year, season wasn't horrible. He has a vertical passing game. He has great touch on the ball. And if you can affect teams defensively by throwing the ball down the field, you open up your running game. You help your defense out. They could be a little bit more rested when they go on the field. And I think that overall makes him a better football team. And I think Mike's decision was because, listen, man, we can't play defense like this the whole year and not begin to, you know, lose out, lose some people, get some injuries, you know, get burned out. So I want to take something off of it. And I think that's the move where they made it. And that is why a man seems to, you know, always be there. And with the experience Russ has, that'll help them down the stretch. That'll help them if they were to make it to the playoffs. Yes, Justin can run. Inexperienced as hell.
Inexperienced, and like, even the passing numbers aren't that good, they're the best he's ever had, and you wonder if there's not some reversion to the mean. The Steelers are really pretty interesting because Washington's offensive numbers remain off the charts, and they did even with Mariota this past week. There's some thought that with reversion to the mean, especially with like the success they've had on fourth down and stuff, mm-hmm. that offense will slow down a bit. I'm not sure I see it, honestly. I think that offensive line is an absolute engine. They
run things, brother.
Maybe even you and I aren't talking about it enough. I think as a city, as a group, as a fan base, we're not talking about it enough. But two traditional powers that I think aren't getting talked about that much right now because there's another team in their division that's perhaps doing it a little sexier. I think the Packers are really good, and I think the Steelers are really good. And I think if Russ, you're not getting 2015 Russ back, but if you get 80% of that, that team's pretty good, man. Mm-hmm. And they're well-coached, and they're hard-nosed, and they play great special teams. The AFC, the bottom of the AFC is awful. Jets, Pats, Browns, Titans, Jags, Raiders. There's a lot of bad teams in the AFC.
Totally.
But it's pretty top-heavy, dude.
Got a lot of people.
Bills, Ravens, Chiefs are probably the presumptive Super Bowl winners if you go look at odds. Texans are right there. Steelers are right there. You still have the Bengals looming. It's at least interesting what's going on there.
Yep.
When you get to, a Twitter follow I like a lot is this dude Ben Baldwin. He goes by Computer Cowboy on Twitter, and he comes up with all these very cool, easy to read, easy to understand charts. And he had one this morning that I just found fascinating in a lot of ways. If you're looking at, and this isn't Vegas-based, right? This is kind of combining Super Bowl odds with the market.
Uh-huh.
The top three teams, I can understand. Chiefs are at 30% chance to win their conference and 60% to win the AFC. Well, no duh. They've won it back-to-back in three of the last four, and they're undefeated.
Yeah,
I think you could argue that should be higher.
Probably so.
After that, it's the Ravens. They look great. They look fantastic. Lamar looks great. Henry looks great. The defense is flying to the ball. After that, the Lions, which they're 5-1, they're going to, if you get home field advantage in the NFC, that dome in Detroit is loud as hell. I could see it. We'll get to power rankings tomorrow because that is more a person's opinion, right? That's more subjective. This is based on betting markets, which don't always tell the right story because some of this is about keeping money even. Who would you have fourth? They go Chiefs, Ravens, Lions as far as the conference winner, Super Bowl winner.
Chiefs, Ravens, Lions. I think you got to – yeah, bring the Bills in there.
I would think Bills, the Vikings are 5-1. They're playing really good defense.
I understand that. I'm not completely sold on that whole deal yet. I've been impressed with what they've done, but we will see.
Totally fine.
They finally lost the game. Let's see how they bounce back.
So here's my question, I guess. The teams they have, so it goes Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Niners. Then Bills, Vikings, Texans, Packers, Eagles. Skins are after the Bengals, which is pretty remarkable. But I want to have a conversation about the Niners, albeit briefly. But they're 3-4. Debo's in the hospital, I think, with pneumonia. Ayuk's out for the season. McCaffrey hasn't played yet, and they're hopeful for maybe after their bye week. Trent just punched a dude, got thrown out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Purdy is throwing interceptions at a rate that is new for him. Was Fred Warner hurt? Did I see that somewhere? They're 3-4, Brian. At what point do we have to reevaluate the Niners?
Well,
week 10?
The Niners are a team that's, you know, that they have some injuries happening right now, and they normally come back in the end. So if they are anywhere close, you can't count them out.
So, I mean, of the playoff picture, and perhaps this is dumb going into week 8, like I recognize that. But of the playoff picture, the Niners right now are the 12 seed. Now, what helps is that their division, which has been good for some time, isn't. The Seahawks are in first place with a 4-3 record, so the Niners are a game behind them. Nobody is really, I mean, the Cardinals are 3-4. The Rams are 2-4 coming off a bye week. I don't know. I kind of like Mike McDonald and what they have in Seattle. I don't know that they're going to hold on and win that division. I'm not saying it's now, but at some point, the games matter.
Yeah.
And San Fran hasn't looked like the second best team in the NFC to me. I think the Packers are quite good, and I think we're kind of not looking at them like we should. When you talk about what Green Bay is doing, they're trying to move up a level, right? At least in our minds, because Green Bay was in the NFC title game last year, they were in the division round against San Fran last year and probably could have, should have won that thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to move up a level, like Green Bay at least wants to get to probably an NFC title game, maybe they want to move up to the Super Bowl. If you're trying to move up a level in your life, you need to call my friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage, the official and unofficial moving storage company of 106.7 The Fan. Listen, these guys have helped thousands of people move, businesses, homeowners, all of it, condos, mansions, whatever you got, they can help you move. They can pack up your stuff. They can store it for you as long as you need. They can build a custom crate for your really high-end, valuable stuff. If you got art or chandeliers, any of that kind of stuff. They can even send a moving consultant to your house or office. But for me, this is a personal thing. I've known the fellas that have built this company from nothing. These were just two big dudes that were trying to figure out what to do with their lives and started a moving company. And now they're one of the best on the East Coast, no matter what kind of service you're looking to do. I've known Justin and John since we were kids in high school. I would trust them if I'm moving. I would trust them if you're moving. Call them today, 301-279-0090, 301-279-0090. Tell them J.P. Fenley told you to call or check them out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. 12:45 on Tuesday means maybe my favorite segment of the week. Wendy Knows Sports, starring Wendy. We keep her name.
She knows a lot of sports.
Keep her last name private because I know.
She only goes by one name. She's a star.
She's like Prince or Cher something. Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Madonna.
Hi, guys.
Did you pick that song Landfill was playing?
I did.
That's your jam?
I just randomly picked a number.
Was Landfill, that George Strait? Who was that?
He don't let you choose. He just tell you pick a number.
Yeah, that was George Strait, yeah.
You're a big George Strait guy?
I have no clue who that is.
Okay. Now, Wendy has been cluster buster extraordinaire. I do not remember Wendy's title, and I am unsure that many people do. Okay, AD with the new Jaden t-shirt. Wendy, you run promotions and salespeople and fans. You deal with a lot of BS around here.
I'm the gatekeeper for all the tickets.
Yes, that is a big deal.
Yeah, that's the name right there.
For the record, I've never gotten any tickets either. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But you
Jeff, we know Jeff got tickets.
Yes,
Jeff's always getting. How come Jeff gets tickets and me and B can't get any tickets, Wendy?
I send out the mass email all the time.
You always got to change.
And I work with promotions too.
You always got to change your password and stuff. All right, Wendy, should we get down to business? I know you're a busy woman.
Yep.
Are you ready for this week's edition of Wendy Knows Sports?
Okay. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
We mostly do football here, okay? But this is also the beginning of hockey and basketball season.
Oh, boy.
You have given out a number of tickets to the local hockey team, right?
Yes.
They are the
Capitals.
There we go. All right.
That's one.
Who's the all-time leading scorer for the Capitals? You got this.
Ovechkin?
Yeah!
That's the only person I know.
That's fine. That's the only person we're asking you about.
By the way, nobody could see this, but Jeff just tripped and fell. I just thought I'd point that out.
He did. Did you get that on tape?
I wish we had that, because he did jump over that chair pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's why he hurt, because he has more energy after he jumped that chair.
Wendy, I want you to know you nailed the NHL preview. That's the most hockey we've done all week. So
now basketball.
Now we're going to basketball. There is a team this season that's going to have a father and son playing together.
The Lakers.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Who is it?
LeBron James and his son, Bronny.
Whoa! You knew that, no problem. Is basketball your go-to then?
No.
How'd you know that so well?
That's current events.
I mean, yeah, that's just news.
Okay. Who are... You've gone so fast here. I'm just going to have to try to come up with something now. We'll keep. You want another hockey or basketball question?
Basketball.
Okay. Who's the defending NBA champ?
The Celtics.
Woo! Wendy's on fire.
Go win.
You should go to the casino. Can you name a Celtics player?
No. Jason Tatum.
Is Jeff giving you answers?
He just had a baby with LMA.
Ah. You know what? Now you've stumped me.
No. So if it's anything pertaining to music and all, Wendy got you. Because LMA, music.
Yep.
Okay. What about the home team?
The Wizards?
All right. Bang. This is a hard one. Seriously, because they're going through a big rebuild, and I understand all that. Can you name a Wizards player?
Kuzma? Yes,
got
whatever.
It. Yeah, nailed it. You're on fire. When Jaden Daniels got hurt, who came in the game for the Commanders?
That part I don't know.
So in other words, she don't like the football.
Did you?
I got a problem with you now, Wendy.
What do you do on Sunday afternoons?
So my mom watches the Commanders game.
Hey, phone a friend.
Like, call my granddad watches.
Do you want to text your mom real quick and see if she knows the backup quarterback?
She's at work, and she probably doesn't know either. She watches the game, though.
What local team do you think you could name the most players?
Nobody. And you know what's really, really, it's really, really sad? I work for the Nationals, the Capitals, and the Wizards.
How many Nats can you name?
None.
When you had to listen to us for air checks and stuff, because I imagine that happens, how boring do you find most of our content discussion?
I actually don't listen for the air checks. The sales assistants do.
Yeah.
So you just don't listen to us at all.
Just let them know.
I just pull winners. That's all I do.
Hey, you know what I don't do lately is pick winners. And yeah. God, I'm trying to. I'm just losing money.
Help right JP left. Pick some winners.
Do you have any winners for this weekend? Is there one bet you would make this weekend?
For football?
Sure.
Who plays this weekend? Everybody.
The Commanders play the Bears.
Hey, take the Ravens over the Buccaneers.
Okay.
That was last night.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's guaranteed.
Can you name any Ravens players?
No.
Not one?
No.
You got to be able to get one.
One dude that's won the MVP twice.
It's Baltimore. I don't pay attention to Baltimore.
That's actually the right answer.
That's the best answer you ever given right there.
You can't name one Ravens player.
No.
If I give you the last name, can you give me the first name?
No.
Jackson.
Lamar?
Yes. Did somebody give you that?
Yeah.
Who's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs?
He's on a State Farm commercial.
How about this? Who's the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah.
Oh, the Kelsey boy. What's his name?
I can hear you guys giving hints to Wendy. That is not part of the game. Wendy, as always, we love the Wendy Loves Sports segment, and look forward to seeing you next week.
The questions that he had for you, you killed them.
Thanks.
Yo, we only came up with Ovi and LeBron, and you crushed them. Congratulations. Thanks. Big
Appreciate
winner.
Appreciate you guys.
That's our friend Wendy. When we come
now
back.
Now I'm asking, Wendy, what happened to those calzones?
Yeah, what's up with $6 Calzone Tuesday? Baldy at 1:30.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.